Good morning, Audio Gravity, 12th of September 2009. Good morning. My voice has returned today, and I'm going to try and catch up with these probably eight or so more I've got to catch up with. First link today is Haughton, Haughin.com. It's a personal blog. This guy's a freelance web developer. He supposedly builds clever, engaging, ass-kicking web applications. And then after it, he's put "You Want Me," which is quite scary and stalkerish. And then he has a photo next to him in the archetypal black-rimmed geek glasses. But he actually posts some really, really cool stuff. And I like the really lightweight nature of his website. It reminds me of a Tumblr theme. He's got some really good stuff about Binary Cake. They've been doing some Code Igniter tutorials regarding this thing called Binary Cake, which is cool. And just wanted to give him a shout out, really, because there's a lot of cool blogs and stuff out there, and I'm going to start covering people's different blogs. I found quite a lot of people on Tumblr who have really awesome skills at making really lightweight sites, and I'm starting to slowly shift to be very minimalistic, having programs and apps that update stuff very quickly that fit into my day-to-day. Next link today is Wee House on the Prairie over on getkempt.com/good-idea, wee-house-, I'll put it in the links show notes. I've got this fascination right now with eco houses. I've had it probably now for probably about 6 months, and I keep visualizing this. I've always had this thing about having a place down near a salmon farm on stilts, wooden shack. And I think like that is going to be my ultimate thing when I get to sort of 45, 50 and thinking about some sort of retirement, is to have some sort of log cabin somewhere in a forest or near, I don't know why, salmon farm. Don't even entertain the idea of where I pulled that from, far reaches of my mind. But this is a really cool link to a company called WeHouse. And I know it sounds a little bit dodgy, WeHouse.com. It's a St. Paul-based firm that's managed to turn modular prefab housing into a genuinely attractive option. Prices range from $65,000 to $255,000 for a quadruple-sized three-bedroom unit. And it's just really, really smart, arty, boxy, sort of, you know, you can have various configurations on it. And I just like it. I'm just slowly getting pushed more and more and more in the back of my mind, in my psyche, towards, you know, doing what I can to live more minimally off the land. You know, this whole sort of not having a contract for a while and being unemployed and sort of having to optimize stuff has been really, really useful and refreshing. And not something that's unknown to me. I've been in this sort of situation in my past, you know, when I was 17, 18. And so I know what to expect, but it is incredibly useful time to optimize what we've got and how we've got it. There's a few things I want to go to in America in October, but, you know, the prices of flights and the whole engaging in trying to get my head around, you know, trying to offset all that. Just lately, it's been a real point. It's been a real thing. I think mainly because of going over to Helsinki in Dubai, and we had the Nokia thing, the offset thing, working out how much the offset was for that. But we want to change that actually next time. We want to go and actually physically plant some trees instead of just doing this offset thing. Anyway, I'm rambling. Next link is gdisk.sourceforge.net. My online drive. Gdisk is a software that turns your Gmail account into a portable hard drive, so you can always have your important files across the internet. Now, if you've not played around with Gdisk yet, it's a way that you can set up an account on Google Mail, so you can set up, you know, a standard email account. And as you know, a standard email account gives you X amount of space. So in a minute, I'm looking at the bottom of this. I've got 7,373 meg available to me. So that's 7 gig. Some clever guy has managed to work out how to link up, and I posted this probably about a month ago. You can link up lots of different Gmail accounts, so you've effectively got all this free space. Now, this is a little application, so you can grab some of your stuff that you need around the web and drop it into these little containers, these Gmail containers. He's asking for donations. I suggest that if you use it, drop him a little bit of money. It has to be, you know, a couple of quid or some money for a drink, or just the fact that he's built it. And he's nice enough also to give away the source code to it. So go and check it out if you're interested in free storage via Gmail, which most of the time is you know, pretty reliable. There's been a few times when it's been down, but over the last 4 or 5 years that I've been using Google Mail, I found not a lot wrong with it. Next link today is over on dealextreme.com. Check out the link in the show notes for this. This is a ultra mini 1000 milliamp USB power adapter charger. Now, this is mainly for charging an iPod or an iPhone 2G or 3G. You might charge a 3GS on it. I'm not sure, not been confirmed. But what's cool about this, it's $3. You know, it's like £1.80. And I think for the size of it and the design of it, it's ideal for just chucking in the bag. It's an American two-prong thing, but obviously with converters and adapters, you can pretty much use it with anything. But I just thought for the value for £3, for $3, you know, like £1.82, it's an ideal adapter charger to have in the bag. Next link today is technologyforthepoor.com. Some of the sustainable technologies that we promote throughout the year, throughout the world, are shown below. So the thing that attracted me to this is I was reading up about this urban agriculture, and I remember that a couple of video bloggers have moved out into the sticks somewhere. I think some just outside of Washington, maybe. And they're pretty much living off the land. They've got their own sort of little cultivation thing going on. And so I've been reading up about this this guide to container gardens. There's loads of stuff on here. Low-cost construction techniques for earth keepers, wind energy for earth keepers, standard bicycle with pedal power attachment is my favourite one on there. So it's the standard bike, and they've put like this dual-purpose adapter on it. And it's really old school sort of HTML layout page, and they've got an introduction, design considerations, and you know, there's a transport. They've laid it out. So there's a transportation mode. There's this like bottom pulley for a bottom bracket for this pulley that's on the bottom, and they're using it for all sorts of stuff. They're using it for like rice threshing. They're using it for peanut shelling. Corn shelling, water pump from a shallow well, operating a circular saw, operating a woodworking lathe. You know, it just makes you think, you know, these things are sustainable. They're exercise as well as working. I mean, this is the reason why some of the countries, some of the Eastern countries are doing so well in terms of, you know, making their local community get the most out of what they've got. And I just find it absolutely liberating to read this and think, you know, there's stuff lying about my house that I don't use that I need to use and get the most out of it. Last link today is macriot.com. I'm a little bit worried about their slogan, which is turning you on. Okay, a bit strange, a bit weird. And also the logo looks like it was just some kind of... Anyway, I'm not having a go at you, Macriot. I'm just saying they've... They posted on the 15th of March regarding this Western Digital WD TV, an Apple TV killer. I think there's going to be loads of hardware units that come out. I don't think Western Digital are going to be the one that dictate the playing field. I think there's going to be some homebrew, you know, backyard sort of system that somebody builds. They're going to source a board from somewhere and get the right sort of open source software. It's an open playing field at the moment. I think Boxy are well up there, and I think there's probably Plex as well. But I expect to see the Plex or Boxy come out of this as sort of the winner. I think they'll go back and forth. It'll be almost like Internet Explorer and Firefox. I think somebody will bring out some features and the other one will bring out some other features. What I did see the other day is that Hulu had been removed from Boxy, yet added to Plex, but then Plex had offered a way for you to get it back onto your Boxy. So I can see some sort of connection or merger or something going on at some point later on. That's it today. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.